happens in the age of faith until it is just fragmented in tiny little pieces of over-specialized research. So you have scholars devoting their entire lives, you know, to one particular book of the Bible. It might be Matthew, or it might be Ezekiel, it might be Zechariah. And they often, you know, just kind of exclusively study that particular book. And this is not only common, this is almost the norm. And so, you know, the best you can practically hope for are Old Testament scholars who might have actually studied the Psalms, not just the Pentateuch and the Prophets, or New Testament scholars who might have actually gone into John's Gospel, not just the synoptic tradition of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
But hardly ever do you find a scholar who really does focus on finding the new that is concealed in the old and how the old is revealed and fulfilled by the new. Someone who has spent, I mean, don't get me wrong, he has specialized as a biblical scholar in the Gospel of John and as a dogmatic theologian in the area of eschatology. But this expertise has never led him to the kind of fragmentation and over-specialization where you know more and more about less and less, as they say, until you know nothing at all. He really has a grasp of the overarching unity of the old and the new. But in the old, the law and the prophets, and in the new, the synoptic gospels in John, and especially Paul as well, as we saw this past year in the year of St. Paul. And he has a great insight into the apocalypse as well, which is why I knew he would like that book, The Lamb's Supper, when I handed it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because in his book on eschatology, he incorporates the Bible and just shows how so much of what we find in the Bible that deals with the end of times is couched in liturgical imagery and liturgical language. And so he's able to see in all of this diversity, again, a unity that isn't diminished or threatened, but increased and intensified precisely through this diversity. And, you know, as you consider this, not only in terms of the Bible itself, but as I mentioned before, you have the liturgy, you have the fathers, you have the medievals, and you also have a wide range of topics where it's God.